Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Tzadik Vav, and we are 6 lines from the bottom of daf Tzadik Hei on the base, moving along in Perek Chelek. So one thing we've learned a lot about in Perek Chelek is Nach. We've had the opportunity to go through the story that's recounted in Daniel Perek Gimel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah, who refused to bow down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar, was Avodah Zarah, wasn't Avodah Zarah, Shitas Rabbeinu Tam throughout Shas. Rather, they allowed themselves to be thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed a miracle for them in the same vein that he had performed a miracle to Avram Avinu in the end of this week's parasha, when he was thrown into the Kivshan HaEsh by Nimrod. We spoke a little bit about the episode of Chizkiyo and Sancheriv, where Sancheriv had come with the Assyrian army. He had laid siege to the southern part of Eretz Israel, and he wanted to do to them exactly what his predecessor had done to the northern part of Eretz Israel. Shalmaneser, 10 years earlier, who was also a king of Asher, had taken the 10 tribes, Aseres, Hashvatim, and Tegalus, and now Sancheriv wanted to do the same thing to the southern part of Eretz Israel. But as we saw, there was a very big difference between the way the Yidden in the north had behaved and the way the Yidden in the south had behaved. The Yidden living in the north were Uvdei Avodah Zarah for the most part. The Yidden living in the south were members of perhaps the greatest generation to ever live. Sheker Achein Zedor Shal Moshe. Vehevel Ayoifi Zedor Shal Yeshua. Isha Yeres Hashem Hi Tesalos Zedor Shal Chizkiyo. The amount of Torah that went on. Children, older, younger, Tumas, Tyrus, everything was unbelievable. It was an unbelievable proliferation of Torah. And it was for that reason Sancheriv was not able to defeat Chizkiyo in the same vein. And it's for that reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed unbelievable miracles. Miracles that took place B'chatzi HaLailo. We saw the Gemara's yesterday where the Gemara says that even though the Pasuk says there were 185,000 troops that came to attack the Yidden, really it was 2.6 billion minus one. But it was a lot more than that. 185,000 leaders, ranking officials. But it was an unbelievable miracle. We saw a little bit yesterday about the story of Noiv Ira Kehanim, where Shaul, Doyego Adoimi, killed Achimelech, who was the Kohen Gadol at the time. When the Mishkan was in Noiv, there were 85 Kehanim, but he killed the entire city, not just the Kehanim. Noshim, Manoshim, Vitaf, killed the behemoths, wiped them out, because he felt, or he suspected, that Achimelech was conspiring together with Avraham Melech, who at the time was running away from Shaul. So we're getting to learn a lot of Navi, a lot more Navi to come, but I just wanted to make one disclaimer, and that is, you know, we go through these parshiyos and Navi, and sometimes they're hard to read. Just can't believe that Shaul HaMelech, someone of that stature, would go and commit such cold-blooded murder. And we have to realize that we have a Teresh of Alpeh, and the Teresh of Alpeh explains everything that happened. And Shaul HaMelech, despite the fact that when you read the parish of Nir Kehanim, goes down in our history as one of the great tzaddikim to ever live. As a matter of fact, the Gemara says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Chav Beis Amud Aleph, that a person doesn't realize sometimes how much Siyata Deshmaya he has. Dovid HaMelech committed 2 Aveiros, and he lost his Malucha. He retained his Malucha. Shaul did only 1 Aveira, and he lost his Malucha. And what was the 1 Aveira? The story with Agag. Now the Gemara asks Akasha, what about Noiv Ira Kehanim? So the Gemara says that Shaul had lost his Malucha, or was already decreed before the story of Noiv Ira Kehanim. So you see that it wasn't because of Noiv Ira Kehanim that he lost his Malucha. But the point is, Shaul, Achas, 1 Aveira, maybe 2 Aveiras, it's Doyego Adoimi, who played a role in the story of Noiv Ira Kehanim, that the Mishnah says, Ve'elu She'elam Chelik Le'elam Haba. But Shaul himself certainly does have a Chelik in Le'elam Haba. So the truth is that Noiv Ira Kehanim is no different than a sugya that you learn in Nashim and Ezekiel. You have to sit down and you have to go through it with all the chazals and the rishonim and the marshal and chedushi agadis and the marals and the ben yoyadis and all the different mafarshim to get a good understanding of what's going on. But we do what we do. We're just reading the psukim as they are, but at the same time being mindful in back of our mind that these are all things that have to be taken in the proper context, and these are things that really need to be looked at through the hashkafa of Chazal, which is the Teresh Shabbat Peh. But either way, we're just wrapping up here the part of Perek Chelik that deals with Sancheriv and Chizkiyo. So the Gemara had said that even though the Malach came, the Malach Gavriel, and he wiped out the army of Sancheriv, 2.6 billion minus one, but there were some survivors. How many survivors was Machlekes in the Gemara? One man said 10, another man said 9, another man said 14. The last Manda Amar that we had was Rabbi Yochanan, who said 5. And who were these 5 people? They were celebrities. Sancheriv, Ushnei Bonov, and his 2 sons. Nebuchadnezzar, V'nivuz radin. Zog the Gemara. How did Rabbi Yochanan know this? Nivuz radin Gemara. The fact that Nivuz radin was one of the soldiers that had been a member of Sancheirov's army at that point, and that he survived, that's something that he had been Messiah. Nebuchadnezzar, the Reve di Revi, Dome, the Bar Elohi. When Nebuchadnezzar sees Hanani, Mishael, Azariah in the Kivshon Ha'esh, see, he says he sees four people. He sees Hanani, Mishael, Azariah, and then he sees a Malach. How did he know what a Malach looked like? He must have seen the Malach Gavriel, who, by the way, was the Malach that had saved Hanani, Mishael, Azariah from the Kivshon Ha'esh. He had recognized him. We've met before. Oh, he knew the Malach Gavriel. He knew him because he was the one that came and defeated Sancheirov's army. Thus, Rabbi Yochanan knew that Nebuchadnezzar must have been one of those people. Sancheirov v'shnei banim. How do you know that Sancheirov v'shnei banim were two of the survivors? That's really a pasuk. Vayihu mishtachav beis nisrach alikav. Sancheirov, the pasuk says, clearly survives this war. He goes back home. He goes straight to his base, Avodah Zarah. He's going to have some words with his Avodah Zarah now, because things did not play out the way he thought it was supposed to play out. Adar Melech v'saretzer bonov hiku b'cherev. And his two sons, Adar Melech and Saretzer, they see his father. And to put a nice ribbon to this story, they kill Sancheirov, and that's the end of the story of Sancheirov. Says the Gemara, Omar Rabavo, Umoli Mikrokasavi Efshalim. Were it not for the fact that the following pasuk is a pasuk, it's something that we would never have a right to say. And this is a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Zayin. Listen to this pasuk. Tichsir, Bayoy Mahu, on that day, Yigalach Hashem, Hashem, as in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will shave Bitar with a razor, Haskira Be'evrei Nor Be'malach Hashem. So Yeshaya's prophet, he's saying Nevuah, that at some point in the future, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoidei v'atzmai is going to take a razor, and he is going to shave the hair of Melech Asher. Es HaRosh, the hair on his head. V'sar HaRaglayim, the hair on his legs. V'gamis HaZokhin Tispa, and the beard on his face. So said Rabavo, Umoli Mikra Kosavi Yashalayim. This is something that we can never say. But the Pasuk says, Yeshaya Navi said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu somehow is going to be the barber. He is going to shave Melech Asher. Zok the Gemara. You know which Melech Asher was referring to? It was Sancheirov. And it was those events, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shaving the hair of Sancheirov, that led to Sancheirov's death. And the Gemara now is going to tell a very cryptic story, but we'll just read the story. Also, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvoyde v'yatzmei came down on this world, and he came looking as a Gavra Sava, as an old man. Amalei, he comes to Sancheirov, and he tells Sancheirov, Ki also Zagabi Malchi Mizrachu Mairev. When you go back to the kings of Mizrachu Mairev, Da Isisinu Livnayu Katlinu. If you remember, when the Pasuk went through all the officers that Sancheirov had enlisted in his army, it said there were 45,000 princes. A prince, by definition, means he's the son of a king. That means he had taken princes from all over the world, and he had enlisted them into his army to go do what he was doing. So now that these people died, he was going to have to send letters, telegrams, shluchim, whatever, to their fathers and tell them that, you know, unfortunately, your son was killed in battle. So this old man, who's really a Kadosh Baruch Hu, who comes to Sancheirov, and he says, tell me, when you go to the Malchim Mizrachu Ma'ariv, whose sons you killed, my Amrisu, what are you going to tell them? You're going to look, how are you going to explain yourself? Amalez, he told him, Ahu Gavr, Bahu Pach, Nami Yosef. He says, you have no idea how much this bothers me. I'm tormented by it. I don't know. I'm afraid. I talk, don't know. Amalez, Hechi Navid, you have an idea? Amalez, yes, I have an idea. Zil Vashani Nafshach, what you need to do is you have to start traveling incognito. You have to create some sort of disguise so people shouldn't know who you are. The Maya Shani says, what am I supposed to do? How do I change myself? Go bring me a scissors. I'm going to shave your hair. I'm going to cut your hair. And by cutting your hair, in that way, you're going to look at least a little bit different. He says, I don't have scissors. He says, see in that house? There's somebody there. He has scissors. And go get from him. He goes, he knocks on the door. He says, can I borrow a pair of scissors? They say, absolutely, but one moment. There were really Malachi Asher is there. And at the time, they were grinding dates. Can I borrow scissors? I'm like, yeah, but you're going to pay for it first. I need you. We have a griva full of tomorrow that we need to grind. Take this grievin, I want you to grind it, and then I'll give you the scissors. He says, I needed the scissors. He walks out, with his Norelco scissors. It was already dark at night. So he told him, Zil, I see Nura. So he goes to the old man and he says, are you going to shave me? He says, listen, I need some light. I need a little bit of better lighting. He says, why don't you go bring a fire? Azav Aisi Nuri, when he brought a fire. Sancheir was blowing on the fire. Itle be Nurib the Dikna. The fire started getting big and it was flaming. It got caught onto his beard and his beard is now on fire. So what did he do? Us sounds like a hashtag. Us al gassi the reish of a nickname. So he goes and he shaves his beard. Amru hainu dechsiv v'gamis hazokon tispe. He says, that's why it says v'gamis hazokon tispe. Meaning originally he was just going to shave the hair on his head. But once his beard caught on fire, he had no choice but to shave his beard. So that's v'gamis hazokon tispe. Amru papa hainu dhamar. This is what people mean when they say, gorerti larmor shapele. If you singe in a Yehudi, and he likes it, then you should try setting his beard on fire. See if he likes that. And if he likes that, then this person is going to be a constant source of chizik for you. Anytime you want to pull a prank on somebody, if he lets you even shave his beard in that way, then this person will handle anything. There's no practical joke that this person can't handle. Either way, the Gemara says that Sancheiriv just had his head shaven, he had his beard shaven, all by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So, story continues, and he now found a daf, hashtag daf, but a plank from the Teva of Noach. You see, the daf is a teva, protects you from the marble. So he goes and he finds a daf, mitevusa de noyach. Omar, he said, hainu alakar rabbi de shezvei lenoyach mitufano. So Sancheiru was annoyed at Avi Dazar. So he said, this daf right here, this is what saved Noyach. So now you know the rest of it. That's what Sancheiru thought anyway. It's not the rest of the story. He thought that the daf saved him, right? That was what had saved him. So he thought, Omar, he also lahu gavro. See, he wanted to now worship this daf. And by the way, the Maral says that Sancheiru, to a certain degree, saw himself like Noach, because Noach was the only one, him and his family, that survived this terrible flood, this terrible marble. Sancheiru was a survivor. He just survived the Holocaust. 2.6 billion people were killed, and he and his two children, they're the only ones that survived. So he sees the daf as the deity somehow that saved him. So he turns to him and he tells him that if you're going to allow me to continue to have success, I am going to take my two sons, this is old school, and I'm going to give them over as an avodah, a carbon to this avodah zarah. So the Gemara says he didn't look both ways before he said this, and he didn't realize that his two sons were standing right behind him. Shambu benoi, they said, really? That's what you're going to do? And the rest is history. I know the Siv, Vahi, who Mishtachava Beis Nisra Chelikov, Adar Melech, Visaretsev, Bonov, Ikuba Cherev. So that concludes the story of Sancheiriv and Chizkiyahu. So why HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to shave his beard, this whole story, very unclear, is a very cryptic story. Either way, Zok the Gemara Vaiter. So we had mentioned earlier in passing, when the Gemara was talking about Sancheiriv's army, so the Gemara varfed in for a moment Avram Avinu's army, or the army that Avram Avinu had to fight in the War of the Kings. So the five kings fought against the four kings. Avram was on the side of the five kings. They had captured Lot, so he got involved. So he's going up against this army. And the pasuk over there says, "Va'icholik aleim laila hu va'avod of Yaakov." So pashut, it means that the fight happened at night, right? That's pashut shot. But the Gemara says, "No, laila." Actually played a role in the fight. Well, the role. Rabbi Yechon said, "I say Malach should have done Avram Avinu Lailashmai." The Malach that assisted Avram Avinu in his fight against these four kings, his name was Laila. Shemavah Laila. Amar Hayir Gavur. There's actually a Malach called Laila. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Amar a different shot. So Asimay Maisa Laila. Kadosh Baruch Hu had Laila participate in the war. Shemavah Min Shemayim Nulchamu Akichavim Bimsiloisam Nulchamu Bimsisra. What it means is that the celestial beings, the Mazolos and the Kichavim, they somehow were mashpia to assist Avram Avinu in doing what he was trying to do. So Rabbi Yochanan said there was a malach that assisted, and the malach's name was Laila. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said that it wasn't a malach called Laila, but rather it was the celestial beings in that come out at night, such as the kechavim and the mazalis. That's what assisted. Amar Rish Lakish said tava de Nafcha. So Rish Lakish, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan, but in this case he said, I actually like the pshat of the Nafcha, who's Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, more so than the pshat of the Bar Nafcha, who's Rabbi Yechanan, who sometimes was referred to as Bar Nachma. So what is a Nafcha? Nachma is a blacksmith. So Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha was called a Nafcha. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, because that's what he did for a living. He was a blacksmith. That's why he was called, you have Rabbi Yechanan a sandler, you have Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha. Why was Rabbi Yechanan called sometimes a Bar Nafcha? So Rashi says, Tupshatim. either because his father was a blacksmith, see, was Rabbi Yochanan, the son of the blacksmith, Oydei Shloimeh, because he was very handsome. And Rashi says that Nafchos Miloshen handsome. Either way, Vayir Doif Adot. So we mentioned Avram Avinu fighting in the War of the Kings. So the Pasuk says that he's running, he's chasing them, and he got to Don. Rabbi Yochanan said, Kivan Shabbat Yitzhak Adon, Toshash Koichim, when Avram Avinu came to the part of Eretz Yisrael, that one day would belong to Don. He had a chalisha sadas. He became weak. Rob neibon of shasidim lavad v'dazar v'don. Because he saw beruach hakodesh that the enoklach of Don in this very place one day would be oivdei v'dazara. This is the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. Shalem, as the pasuk says, vayasam eso echa beveis el, vayasam echa nasam v'don. Af oisir roshle in eskab rachagir l'don. And by the way, says the Gemara Nebuchadnezzar, when he was traveling to Eretz Yisrael to attack Klal Yisrael, you know when he got his, he was empowered when he came to Don. Shenema midon nishma nacharas susa. Which, by the way, is also a theme of this week's parasha, parashas Noach. The idea that when a person does an avera, it could actually have an influence on the place that he's in when he does the avera. Vatishaches haoretz lefnei olikim, that the oretz itself was impacted. Behemoths were involved in mishkav zachar. People would be zareach chitin and zayrim would grow. So you see that a person's averas could actually. Avram Avinu comes to Don, he was Toshash Koichai, because one day, and this is something that would happen in the future, Avedazar would happen, but Nebuchadnezzar, when he came to Don, that's where he was powered. Don somehow was able to empower, there was a Koich HaTumah there, because of the Avedazar that once upon a time had taken place in Don. Either way, Zokti Gemara, Amrab Zeir, Afal Gavdash Sholach Rabbi Ben Beseir Minitzivin, even though Rabbi Ben Beseir sent from Nitzivin, the following message. He said three things. He Zaru Bezokin Shechachach Tamude Machmasoin Say. If you ever meet a Talmud Chacham that maybe got old and he's suffering, he's had memory loss or some other ailment, and as a result, he's not the same Talmud Chacham that he once was. So, Sol Kedai Techamina, maybe you don't have to be Mechabed. Well, if he had the Torah in him, that's one thing. But he doesn't have the Torah in him. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseir sent from Netzivim, be careful, even with a Zokin that forgets his Torah, you have to make sure to be mechabed him. V'yizaru bevridin k'Rabbi Yehuda. And then he said, Halach and Hilcha Shechita, how are you supposed to shecht fowl? So he told him, make sure that you cut the vridin in Kamakoymai. V'yizaru bevnei Amoretz. And you should be very careful with Bnei Amoretz, Shemehem Teitze Torah. Because sometimes the biggest Talmid HaChamim, they're not the sons of Rosh Hashivas or Rebbes or big Talmid HaChamim themselves. Sometimes an Amoretz can have a son who will be a tremendous Talmid HaChamim. So if you see a Ben Amoretz, don't say, oh, he's a Ben Amoretz, so what's going to come? No. Yizaru b'bnei Amoretz, Shemehem Teitze Torah, says the Gemara. Why do you bring this in? Amar Abzeir. Okay. Even though Rabbi Meir said these three things, and what we need is the third thing, that be careful with the son of an Amoretz stating that you should tell him the following. What's the following? Zok de Gemara. Tzadik ato Hashem ki orev alecha. So these are psukim in Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Beis. They're actually very moving psukim. The pasuk says Yirmiyahu is talking to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he starts by saying, Tzadik ato Hashem ki orev alecha. Really, Hashem, I'm not going to start up with you. I'm going to start arguing with you. I'm going to question why you do certain things. It makes no sense, because I know you're a tzadik, and whatever I say, I know you're going to have a good answer, a real answer. Ach, however, mishpatim adaber. But there's something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yirmiyahu talking, that I have to discuss with you. Madua derech risham tzalecha. And he asked him the age-old question. Why is it that you find the rush of the toivloi, and you find that tzaddik virali? Why is it that bad things happen to good people? But his question was more in the reverse. Why is it that good things happen to bad people? Shalu koboy de boget. Why is it that people that do terrible averas, netatim gam sheiroshu, they've been planted, they've taken root, yelchu gam asu peri? I don't understand. So Yirmiyahu tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know there's a good answer, and I'm not contending with you, because I know there's a fight that I won't win, because obviously there's a pshat, but I can't control myself. Ach mishpatim adaber oisach. You have to explain to me, why is it I see Rishon? And who was he referring to? Nebuchadnezzar. Yirmiyahu witnessed Chorban Bayis Rishon. He says, Nebuchadnezzar is a Rosh Merusha. How is it possible that Nebuchadnezzar is having such success? Says Ramaya Hadrilay. So what a Kodesh Baruch Hu answer. Yes, Raglayim Ratzta Vayalucha. He says that if you would race with people and you would get tired, the Ech Tesachre Asasusim. If you can't run a marathon with people, how are you going to run a marathon against horses? If you can't run on dry land, How are you going to run at sea? Sounds like a very interesting answer. Your Miyo comes with a very intellectual, philosophical point that he's making. He says, I don't understand. There's a Rosh of a Tevlai. I'm looking at Nebuchadnezzar. He does everything wrong. He's a monster. He's from the worst people to ever live. He's having such unbelievable atzlach. So again, what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell him? Hear me, yo. If you would have a hard time running a 5K, he says, can you imagine trying to run and race against a car that goes 0 to 60 and you're not going to be able to win that race. Okay. And if you would get exhausted running on dry land, how would you be able to run through mud and through sea? It would be very difficult. Something in mud. What exactly was going on? It says, Hashem was answering Yirmiyo with a mashal. Mashal, the mechachal, yochal, and there was a person that said that I could run 3 parsois in front of horses. Meaning I could run in front of horses. They won't even be able to catch me. How? 3 parsois, they bit a mayim in water. It's pretty impressive. As he's saying this, he meets some guy. He's running in his shorts, the whole 9 yards. And he says, you want to go for a run? He says, yeah. What's the fun of shleisha milim biabasha? He ran with him 3 milin, not parsois, milim biabasha vanilla. And he passed that on the side. So the people told him, malifnei ragli kach, you couldn't go running with this amateur runner. You're going to run with fed. Umash shleisha milin kach. And madach, you couldn't run 3 mil. Shalish parsois alachas gamav. You couldn't do it on dry land. On a treadmill, you couldn't do it. So you're going to do it on bitsei mayim. Alachas kama v'kama. What's the punchline? Av atos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyo. Uma b'schar arba psiyos. Sheshilamte liyoysi rosh hasharatz achak foydi atotameya. Says, you're looking now at Nebuchadnezzar, and you can't understand why he's having success. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to spin the whole story, Yirmiyo. You're going to walk away with something so positive now. I'm going to blow your mind. He says, you know why Nebuchadnezzar is getting schar? Because he ran. He ran 4 parsois for my covet. And for that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I have to reward Nebuchadnezzar. And the reward that he's having is, Aleip Tachazer Shetog. He's having it good right now. He was successful, destroying the base of Mikdash. He's the king of the mightiest kingdom. He has it good. You know why? Because he did something small. And for that, I am repaying him. So he says, could you imagine now? They weren't just runners that were able to run 3 milin on dry land. They're able to run 3 parsois bein bitzei mayim. Alachas kama v'kama, what kind of schar they're going to get? Hainu d'chsev, nishbar libi b'kirbi, rochav u'kol atzmoisai, ho'yisi ke'ish shikr, u'kegever avara yoyim b'nei Hashem b'nei dvir kachoy. But either way, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Terech Zirmiyo, he says, I understand, you're very puzzled. Doesn't make a lot of sense to you what's going on with Nebuchadnezzar. But I want you to appreciate that the reason Nebuchadnezzar has the success he's having is because he did something good. And it's for that reason that I'm rewarding him. And your takeaway shouldn't be, I don't understand the Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ach Mishpat is something I have to take up with you. It doesn't make any sense. No, if I cared, you should walk away with something so positive that Madach Nebuchadnezzar is going to get such schar for something so small. Can you imagine the schar that you're going to get one day for what you did? The Gemara says, Hani Psiyas Ma'i, where were these 4 Psiyas that Nebuchadnezzar and the Chassid Apostle? Says, we had this ready earlier in the week. So who was Meroidach Baladin ben Baladin? So he was the king of Babel at the time that Chizkiyo had his refuah shalema. So Chizkiyo didn't want to get married, didn't want to have children. So it was Nigza that he was going to die. Yeshaya Novi comes, gives him Musar. So Chizkiyo says, you know something? I'll get married now. Maybe I'll marry your daughter. Everything will be fine. He said, it's too late. I have a Messiah for my Zaydis that a Yid never gives. Doesn't matter how dire the situation is. You never, ever, ever give up. And the Gemara says that they daven kachava. Years ended up being added to his life. See, he has this miraculous before Shalema. And the king of Bavel at the time, Meroidach Baladin, Ben Baladin, hears that Chizkiyo just had the refuah. Suck the Gemara. Mishum ki chol Chizkiyo. Vayechzak shodalei svarim u'mincha. He sends him gifts, but the Gemara says, it sounds like there's something a little missing from the story. What? Just that he heard that Chizkiyo had a refuah shalema? Is there something else going on? So the Gemara says, yeah, you know what was going on? Look at the end of the pasuk. Lidresh es hamoifes asheyoy ba'aretz. There was a moifes that happened. The day that Achaz, who was Chizkiyo's father, who was a big rush, died, there were only 2 hours in the day. So usually, in a perfect 24-hour day, you have 12 hours of day, and you have 12 hours of night. That day that Achaz died, he died during the day, but nightfall came early. So there were only 2 hours in the day. Rashi says the reason is because Hashem didn't want Ochas to have a nice bakovidiga funeral, so that it should be a kapara for some of the averas that Ochaz did. The Gemara talks a lot about how when Ochaz died, even Chizkiyahu himself was sensitive to the fact that his father was a big Rasha. So he was mevaza his mace so that he should get a kapara when he goes up into Olam Habah. So either way, this is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. So Hashem took 10 hours from the day, he ganved it from the day, and the day was missing 2 hours. So, when Chizkiyahu had his refuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu returned those 10 hours. That's what the pasuk says. So that was what Meroidech Baladin ben Baladin had heard. He said, what's going on? He said, I heard it was a really long day, 10 hours longer. What's happening? They told him Chizkiyahu. It's because of Chizkiyahu who got sick. He had a refuah, meaning his people somehow knew this, and that's what they told him. Amr, he said, there's somebody so chashev, the Melech Yisrael. I didn't realize who he was. He says, I have to send him a gift. Kosfulesi, he writes him a letter, and the letter says as follows: Shalom lemalka Chizkiyahu. Shalom Aleichem, King Chizkiyahu. Shalom Lekarti Yerushalayim. Greetings to the city of Yerushalayim. Shalom Lelekar Rabba. Greetings to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lelekar Rabba, the great HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Gemara says, Nebuchadnezzar, at that point, wasn't king, but Safre the Baladin Haver. He was the scribe, the executive assistant of Baladin. The point at that time, when this letter was written, he wasn't there. He also, when he comes back, they tell him that, you know, we were looking for you in Nebuchadnezzar. We couldn't find you. You weren't answering your phone. So I had somebody else go instead, and he wrote a letter now to Chizkiyahu. So he said, what does the letter say? They told it to him. He told him, I don't understand. You first greeted Chizkiyahu, then you greeted Yerushalayim, and then only last you greeted HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What should we have done? He said, what you should have done was as follows. Shlom Alekar Rabba, first HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shlom the Karta of Yerushalayim, the city of Yerushalayim, and Shlom the Malka Chizkiyo. Amrulay said, they told him, it's not too late. He just left. You're the one who had this patent. You're the one who realized the right way that it should be written. Why don't you run after the shluchim now and try to get the letter back, and we can rewrite it. So the Gemara says, he started running after him. When he ran four psiyos, why did he run the four psiyos? Because he felt that how could Hashem's name be last? Hashem's name has to be first. Also, Gavriel Voikme. Hashem sent the Malach Gavriel, and he stopped him. He stopped. He said, "Vuchanat, you can't." He stopped him in his tracks. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Umoli Bo Gavriel Ve'Midoy. Had Gavriel not come and stopped Nebuchadnezzar, and he would have ran a fifth step, and a sixth step, and a seventh step. Then Nebuchadnezzar would have been so empowered. He would have been so empowered, and there was no way in the world that Klal Yisrael would have been able to survive. Because it was in the schar of the four psiyos that he got so much. Could you imagine, had he run more than four psiyos, how much schar he would have gotten either way? That's the four psiyos that somehow empowered the Nebuchadnezzar. And that was the very positive, very powerful message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yirmiyahu. He says, Yirmiyahu, you're looking at a rush of a toivloi, and you don't understand these gefelcha people, they have it so good, and you're walking away with like a negative feeling from it. Just the opposite. It's just the opposite. Va'lidvarim kavachoymerhu says Madach Nebuchadnezzar, such a rush is getting so much schar for something small that he did. The tzaddikim, one day, you know how much schar they're going to get for the good things that they do. That was the positive message that he told them. But how does it tie into the beginning of the Gemara? Again, you have to keep the paper trail when you learn Perek Chelek. Amar Rab Zeir said that even though Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir sent from the Tzivin, that you should be careful with the sons of an Amma Aret. You should tell him this. What are you telling him? You're telling him, you're a Talmud Chacham. Your father's not such a Talmud Chacham. So you think, maybe it's something that you did in your own schus. But this is what we tell him. We tell him that there's always a cheshbon. Your father had a schus. Because if he didn't have a schus, he wouldn't have a son like you. He wouldn't have mishpachas like you. You don't see it. Nebuchadnezzar walked four psiyos, and look what came from it. We have no idea why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. But he said, I want you to realize, that was the punchline over here. Says chisuv is the zelbis chisuv. Just like when you see an Adam Chashuv who has a son. He has a chashuv, it's the same schusavis. That's where it's coming. The cover that goes to your father, it doesn't go to you. That was the punchline over here. But I saw in the Sefer in Eliyahu, Talmud Reb Chaim V'Lozhe. He says something beautiful. He says that it could be there's a connection between all three things that Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseirah said. So we'll just mention the first and the third. The first was, Yizaru b'zokin shechachach tamudei machmas oinzai. That sometimes, you see a Talmud Chacham, he got older, and machmas oinzai, that's the Lashon HaGemara, he forgets his learning. You still have to be mechaber him. Because even though he doesn't remember the learning anymore, you still have to give him kavod. And what was the third thing he said? V'hizaru b'bnei ha'me'aretz. You have to give kavod to the sons of an ha'me'aretz, shemehem teitzei Torah. So he says he thinks the two things are connected. He says, you know when a person who maybe is an ha'me'aretz has a son that's a Talmud Chacham? It's when that person really wanted to learn. And had the opportunities been there for him, maybe he would have been in yeshiva. He would have said, there's a lot of people that wish they had the opportunity to learn. But the circumstances doesn't allow it to happen. It could be financial circumstances. It could be whatever it could be. There's always a situation. There are people that wish they would have been able to spend time in yeshiva. They wish they could have been able to learn. That person wasn't able to reach his potential, but it's machmas oitzoi. Zokram Yehuda ben Beseirah, beware of his son. Watch out from his kids. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to allow his sheifas, his desires that he always wanted for himself, to manifest themselves in his children. That's the Hizaru b'bnei ha'me'aretz, shemehem teitzei Torah. It's in the same vein of Hizaru b'zokin sheshachach tamudai. Either way, so we mentioned a little bit of Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan. Now we're going to mention a lot of Nebuchadnezzar and Nebuzaradan. Gemara is going to do what it does. Says the Gemara, my Baladin ben Baladin. Amri, the Gemara says, it's a funny name, right? Meroidich Baladin ben Baladin. Baladin Malka, but really, the king of Babel was Baladin. But Vishtani api v'havi ki de kalba. And what happened was something. His face became like the face of a dog. Havi yosef brea malchusa. So it didn't, he wasn't well and sort of embarrassed from the way he looked. So his son took over the malchus. Listen to Kiburav. The Gemara says, ki havi kosif. When this son, whose name was Meroidach, who's the son of Baladin, would sign his name, Havikosiv Shmei, who Shmei Da'avua, Baladin Malka. So meaning his name was Meroidach ben Baladin. But he would write Meroidach Baladin ben Baladin to give kavod to his father, who had been the previous king, and the reason he did it was, says Rashi, to show that even though people looked down at his father, people embarrassed him, he was proud of him. And he didn't care. And to him, it was his father. So to give kavod to him, and that says the Gemara, the pasuk says, "Ben yechabed of." Who's the epitome of a ben that's mechabed his father? It's this Melech Bavel. It's meroidech for this tremendous kavod that he had for his father. He didn't care what people had to say. So the Gemara, the Eved Adoinov. Who's Eved Adoinov? The end of the pasuk. Who's the Eved that had tremendous respect for his master? The Chiziv. Ubachidish achamish basal achidish. Hishnas chas reishon al Melech Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. It was in the 19th year of the reign of Nebuchadnezzar Melech Bavel. What's going to happen that year? That was the year the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. But Nebuzradin Rav Tabachim, Nebuzradin, who was the chief executioner of Nebuchadnezzar's army, Amad Lifnei Melech Bavel, he came to Bavel b'Yerushalayim, v'yistroif es Beis Hashem es Beis HaMelech, and he destroyed Beis Hashem u Beis HaMelech. So if Nebuchadnezzar was like Adolf Hitler, Yemach Shemoy, Nebuzradin would be like Eichmann. That's who he was. He was the chief executioner. He was the person that oversaw the actual, he was on the ground, the chief operating officer, so to speak, of Nebuchadnezzar's operation. Zok the Gemara. So it's in the 19th year of Nebuchadnezzar's reign. This is the year the Beis HaMikdash was Charev. So Nebuchadnezzar, Melech Bavel, and Nebuzradin, they're both in Yerushalayim. Right, the pasuk says Nebuzradin is there, and he's standing lifnei Melech Bavel be Yerushalayim. Zok the Gemara, mi sog Nebuchadnezzar Yerushalayim. Is that true? Is that where Nebuchadnezzar was when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev? Except the pasuk says, Vayalu oisei HaMelech Bavel rivlasa. Vam Rabbi Vo, zu antuchio. Rabbi Vo said that at that time when the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, Nebuchadnezzar was on Tuchia. He wasn't in Yerushalayim. Nebuzradin was the one that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash on the ground. Nebuchadnezzar was sitting in his fancy corner office. He wasn't there. He was in Tuchia at the time. So the Gemara, Rav Chizdov, Rav Yisrael, Rav Dimi Chadab once said that the reason it says Nebuchadnezzar was there because so Nebuzradin had a chariot, and on the side of his chariot there was a picture of his king, Nebuchadnezzar. So that's what it means he was. He wasn't really there, but he was in front of him because he was Chadomat Emo Yisera Hoyslam Yimenu. That Nebuzradin had so much covered for Nebuchadnezzar that it was Vidoima Kanisha Oimer Bafanov. It was literally as if he was standing in front of him. So it says the Gemara, Ben Yichavit of, that's a Melech Bava. That's referring to Meroidach Baladin Ben Baladin. And the Eved as Adoinov, that's referring to the covet that Nevuzradin had for his Adoin, who was Nevuchadnezzar. Zok de Gemara. Omar Rava. And this is Gemara's that you can learn on Tisha B'Av. Omar Rava. Tin Tlasma. Okud Naisa. Naruga the Parzal. The Shalud. The Parzal. The Shalud. The Shalud. The Shalud. Now when Nevuchadnezzar sent Nevuzradin off to go destroy the Beis HaMikdash, he sent him 300 mules. And these mules were carrying axes. Axes that were going to breach the walls of Yerushalayim. Kulu Belasinu Chadash in Yerushalayim. Stating that, Nevuchadnezzar comes with his people and they start banging at the first gate of Yerushalayim, and all the axes minus one broke. It couldn't knock the wall down. Shenemar Pituchel Yochad Bechashel Vechelapois Yahaloimun. Bold the Meheder, so they wanted to retreat. Omar, Mr. Finod, Leilav, Dibikeh, David, Besan Cheir. Meaning, Vizradin felt that this is not going the way he was hoping it was going to go. It was off to a very slow start. And as a result, he said, maybe this is not such a good idea, because maybe Hashem is going to do to me exactly what Hashem had done not that long ago to Sancheirith. Nafka, call of Amra, Paschal came out and said, Shaver bar Shaver, Nuvuzradin Shar, no, jump in, spring rein, you can do it. The Matazimna, the Mikdash Acharif. See, when Sancheirith came, the opportunity wasn't there. Because Klai Yisrael at the time were Batku Midon Vad Ber Sheva, and all they do was learning Torah. But unfortunately, the Yidden had sinned since then. And the Yidden are not the same people they were when Sancheirith came. He couldn't have success, but you're going to have success. Because the time has come for the Beis HaMikdash to be destroyed. They Cholom Mikri for the Heichel to be burnt. Poshle Chad Narga. Son of Uzradin heard that. He was empowered. He took his last axe. Also, Machi Bekoif of the Ispach. He was able to break down the door. Shenema Yivada Kamevi Lamoila Besvach. Eats. Loshen Yochid Kardumais. Habakot of Azadamatale Cholo. So, Nevuzradin is going through Yerushalayim. He's going through the old city. He's coming to the Makam HaMikdash. The Gemara says he now came to the Beis HaMikdash, the first Beis HaMikdash. Adlik Beinura. He light a fire. Gove Hecholo. So the Hechol began to ascend upward, meaning the fire was going to consume the Beis HaMikdash. But Dorchu Beimin Shemaya. From Shemaya, they pushed the Beis HaMikdash down. Shenemer Gas Dorach Hashem Lepsulas Bas Yehuda. It was pressed down, like an olive is pressed. The Beis HaMikdash was being pressed down. Kazoy Chadaite. So Nevuzradin saw that it was starting to work out. Nafka Baskol of Amrli. The Baskol came and the Baskol said, listen, you're right, it's going to work out. But it's only going to work out with our assistance. In fact, Amma Ketilas Katlas. You can have gaiva for what you're about to accomplish. This Beis HaMikdash that you just, or are about to destroy, or this nation that you're about to, they're dead already. Amo ketila katlas. You're killing a dead nation. Hey chalakal yakolas. You're burning a burnt Beis HaMikdash. Kimcha tchina tchinas. It's like you're grinding flour. Shenema kirei chayim v'tachan ikomach gali tzamoseich chesbi soivel gali soik ivri naharois. In the context of Churban, and the Pasuk talks about grinding flour. That's what the Baskol told Nevuzradin. That is true. We're going to allow you to do, but realize, you lit the fire. We pushed back. Now we're going to allow it to taka happen. We're going to allow it to happen, but realize we're the ones that are making it. It's happening in Shemayim because of the Averis of the Yidden. This has really nothing to do with your kayach. Either way, the Gemara tells a story that we all know. Nevuzradin comes into the Heichal and he sees the blood of the Navi Zechariah that was boiling. Amalu Maya, he says, what is this? Amalu, they told him, Dam Zvach and Hudesh Tapach. It's the blood. You know, we bring a lot of karbonis, a lot of sacrifices that are brought every day here in the Beis HaMikdash. There's a lot of blood. This is the blood from the karbonis. Amalu Nevuzradin says, seems a little fishy to me. He says, I want you to bring karbonis, slaughter them in front of me. I want to see if the blood has the same chemical reaction as this blood here. I see they brought va'anasi, and they tried it, imedami, and sure enough, it didn't work. Kasi v'lo yidmi. Amaluhu, he said, Galili, I want you to tell me whose blood this is. What, this was some miraculous blood. What is it? The Eloi, and if you don't, Sarik the Luchul Besraichab and Masraikh the Pazli. He said, if not, I'm going to torture all of you to death. Unrelay said, the Kehanim that went to the Beis HaMikdash was scared. So they told him the truth. He said, Hai Koyim Venovihu, the blood of this person is the blood of someone that was a Koyin, and he was a Navi. He wasn't just any ordinary Navi. He was a Navi who had said Nevuah about the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Kehanim at the time were so disturbed by the message that he was giving, they didn't want to hear it. They went to Katlu and they killed him. And since this had happened, the blood of this Koyin Venavi, the Navi Zechariah, is boiling over here, and that's what you're looking at. Amal Hussein of Israel said, Anam Faisinale. He said, I'm going to find a way to get the blood to stop boiling. We say this in Kinnis, on Tisha B'Av. I see Rabbanon. See, he brought Rabbanon, Kotilove, he killed the Rabbanon. And he had the blood of the Rabbanon flow on top of the blood of the Zechariah, hoping that maybe that would get the blood to stop boiling. But the blood didn't stop. I see Dardikate Rav. So then he brought young children, Yiddish Kindalach, Kotalilove, Vloinach, and that didn't either work. I see Prichi Kahunas, he brought the young Kayhanim, Kotalilove, Adi Ketali Love, Tishin Varbo Riboy, until he killed 940,000 Yid, almost a million Yid were killed. Vloinach. So the Gemara says, Krali Gabe. So the Vuzradin comes and he starts talking now. He says, Zachariah, Zachariah, Toivim Shabahani Bad. I already killed the best Jews. Nichola, the only next move I have is to kill everybody. Nichlach diktalino lukulo. The Gemara says, miyad nach. And when he said that, the blood of Zechariah stopped boiling. The Gemara says, when Nevzradin saw that, he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really the one that's calling the shots, and really everything is in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hands, which means that that Paschal that I just told him, that Nevzradin, don't think you're doing this. I'm doing this because you didn't deserve it. And you know what that means? He did a little bit of back of the envelope arithmetic. He's probably going to have to pay for this at some point. So the Gemara says he got really scared. Hira tshuva bedaite. He had a hira tshuva. Omar, he said, ma heim shali ibdu ala nefesh achas kach. Ma dachdem, there were only mena abidu nefesh achas. They took one person's life. Whose life? Zechariah. And look at the punishment. Look at what came from 940,000 of the best Yidden had to die. Ahu Gabra might have a Arak, he ran away. Shoda Piturisa Lepese. He sends some sort of get to his family, the Isgayer, and he converted and he became a Yid. And if his tshuva was accepted, which it seems to sound like from the Gemara, we're going to see already. We're not going to get to it today. In Shabbos is daf, that great people came from Nevzrada. So what you see from there is, you see the Kaicha tshuva. It's unbelievable. Here's someone who is the Sarat HaBochim. And his tshuva, I mean, it's hard to believe that if Hitler, Yamach Shemoy, wanted to do tshuva, we'd accept his tshuva. So we'll see, could be we wouldn't, because the Gemara is saying that if it's Chanetzar, it wouldn't have worked out for it. It only worked out for Nevzradin. But either way,
the one that did the actual killing.
Right, right, it's unbelievable. He was following orders. Yeah, Zok the Gemara. Either way, before we go weiter, which will probably happen on Shabbos, but before we go weiter, just one hour. So one of the themes of this week was the story of Chizkiyahu and Sancheriv. And the Gemara said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the miracle to Chizkiyahu and his generation that was one of the greatest miracles that was ever performed. In fact, the Gemara says, Vayai Yisrael es hayod ha-gedoyla. Which Yad did the Yidden see at Kriyas Yamsuf? They saw the Yad that one day was going to come and was going to smite the Assyrian army when Sancheriv was coming to attack Chizkiyahu. The Etzpa Elohim that the Mitzrim saw when HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed the Makis, that was the Etzpa that was going to play a role in the defeat of Sancheriv. Vayhi b'chatzi alayla, it happened b'leil Pesach. This is so significant, it's unbelievable. In fact, the whole door of Chizkiyahu was so significant. Dorish al Moshe, Dorish al Yeshua, and Dorish al Chizkiyahu. So this unbelievable miracle that we should know more about. But this unbelievable miracle takes place in the times of Chizkiyahu. But the Gemara says there was a tremendous taina. There was a tremendous taina on the Yidden after they saw that miracle. The Gemara says that the Yidden witnessed this great miracle and what you would have expected to be mentioned in Malachim Beis and in Yeshaya, the two places that the story is recounted, is Oz Yosha Chizkiyahu. And the Gemara says, why did Chizkiyahu sing Shira? And as a matter of fact, it was a tremendous taina. It was such a taina that the Gemara says, Lamar baham misra ulashalim ein kates. Omer ab tanchun darish bar kapara. Why is it that every mem that you have in the middle of a pasuk is a regular mem, not an end of mem? It's only at the end of a word that you have an end of mem. And here you have the word lemar b'hamisra written with an end of mem. Zok the Gemara, Bikish HaKadosh Baruch Hu lasas Chizkiyahu Mashiach. Chizkiyahu could have been Mashiach. V'sancheriv could have been Goygu Magoy. But Amr Midas Adin Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribayna Shel Olam, Uma David Melech Yisrael, Sh'omek Kama Shiyas V'sishbach Zafanecho, Lo Yosisa Mashiach. Chizkiyahu Sh'osis Lo Yikol Anisa Ma'alodo V'lo Yom Hashibu Lefanecho. How can you make a Mashiach? He didn't sing Shira. Either way, unbelievable miracles. Had Chizkiyahu sang Shira, he could have been Mashiach, and there was a tremendous taina on Chizkiyahu for the fact that he didn't sing Shira. So why did Chizkiyahu sing Shira? So there's the rest of the story. It's a Medrash in Shira Shirim Rabbah, Dalit Chof, if you want to look it up. The Gemara says, also Yishai l'gabi Chizkiyahu v'siyatoi. Yishai Anovi who lived at the same time as Chizkiyo, as we all know, comes to Chizkiyo and he tells him, Zamru Hashem. He says, sing Shira. Amalei Chizkiyo Lom. He said, why? Amalei Kigeo Sasa. What do you mean? Look at what you just witnessed. You just saw such an unbelievable miracle. Rav Tanchin's time in the Gemara here in Perek Chelek. Amalei Chizkiyo. So Chizkiyo told him, Torah Shani Loimed Mechaperes Al Hashira. I don't think I have to sing Shira. You know why I don't think I have to sing Shira? Because we learned so much Torah. We learned Torah. If we learned so much Torah, I don't think that we need to sing Shira. That was Chizkiyo's response. So Yishaya Navi held that no, you were supposed to sing Shira. But Chizkiyo said, Mutazois Becholard, let it be known, I don't have to sing Shira. Because Torah Shani Loimed Mechaperes Al Hashira. So I'm going to tell you an unbelievable drasha that I saw from Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel. So Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, who was a Talmud of Reb Chaim Moser, he learned by Reb Chaim Brisker, he was also, I think, the chief rabbi in Tel Aviv. Tremendous Baal Darshan, Darshanis that it's very hard to find. But gave a beautiful drasha to explain what was this exchange between Yeshaya HaNavi and Chizkiyo HaMelech. He should have sang Shira, or maybe he didn't have to sing Shira because Torah Shani Loimed Mechaperes Al Hashira. So he says that we know that there are two drachim in Avodas Hashem in the world today. What he calls the Chasidim and the Misnagdim. But the point is, you have the Chasidim who be'ikr serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with Tefillah, with Avodah, of course with Torah, but Shirois v'sishpachos plays a very large role in their avodah. And then you have the derech of the yeshivas, of Reb Chaim Volozhin, of the Vilna Gaon, which is rooted more in Torah, right? The machloikis between the Baal HaTanya and the Nefesh HaChayim, Reb Chaim Volozhin, what the definition of Torah Lishma is. Baal HaTanya writes that when a person learns Torah, he has to stop sometimes and he has to think, he has to be mizbainin, and real, why is he learning Torah? Not just learning Torah because it's intellectually stimulating. You're learning Torah because you're being Dovik Takadosh Baruch Hu. You have to be cognizant of that. And Reb Chaim Volozhin writes in Nefesh HaChayim, no, because the types of Torah Lishma is a rice of the Kutch of Rich of Yisrael, had the Torah in and of that's the whole avodah. The dveikus Hashem is by being davik to the Torah. And when you think of the shor shenaga chesapara, that in and of itself is the dveikus. But the point is, shnei drachim, elu ve'elu divrei lekim chayim, but shnei drachim nonetheless. So he says that it could be that these two drachim really have a makar in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amar Rav, ve'ivri alma el ledavid. Rav said that you want to know who the tachlis of creation was. It was David HaMelech. Shmuel Amar, Shmuel said, Le'irvi Alma, Ela L'Moshe. So we take a look at Rashi, and by the way, this is Sunday's daf, Sanhedrin daf tzadik chesam beis, Le'irvi Alma, Ela L'David, B'schus David, Shaya Osid Loimer Kama Shiris V'Sishbachis. So in the schus of David, who sang Shiris V'Sishbachis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Le'irvi Alma, Ela L'Moshe, B'shvil Moshe, Shaya Osid L'Kabal HaSatayra. He was going to one day be Mekabal HaTayra. Rav held that the tachlis of Bria Sa'olam was for David, who sang Shiris V'Sishbachis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shmuel held the tachlis of Bria Sa'olam was for Moshe, who was the one that was Mekabal HaTayra. What's this machloikis? What's the ikar? Is the ikar David? Is the ikar Shiris V'Sishbachis? Or is the ikar Moshe? Is the ikar learning Torah? So he said Gevaldik. He said, could be that was the Shayim over here. Yeshaya Novi held by Yivri Amel with David. HaKadosh Baruch Hu performs a miracle. Madoch David, who didn't have those miracles, sang those Shiris V'Sishbachos. So you, sir, how could you not sing Shiris V'Sishbachos? But what Chizkiyo hold? La Yivri Alma Ela L'Moshe. Torah Shani Loimein Mechaperes Al Hashira. We're learning so much Torah, we don't have to sing Shira. It was Mamash this Shai. It was the Shai between the Vilna Gaon and the Baal HaTanya. It was the Shai between Rav and Shmuel. La Yivri Alma Ela David. Again, classic drush. Well, La Yivri Alma Ela L'Moshe. But then he says something unbelievable. Then he says something absolutely unbelievable. He says, we know the Gemara. The Gemara says, Mesech des brachis, dav chof ches omid beis. Kishachol Rabbi Yechanon, nichnes u tamid of evakri. Rabbi Yechanon was lying on his deathbed. And his tamidim came to you evakri chayla. And when he walked in, they saw he was crying. So Amar lei tamidim, his tamidim said, why are you crying? So long Gemara, we've gone through it together so many times, where he says, I shouldn't cry. He says, madach, I would have to give din v'chesh in front of a melech basa v'dan. I would cry. I'm about to give din v'chesh in front of a melech malchei amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Does it make sense I shouldn't cry? He gives them a parting message. A little bit of Musar. He tells you should be afraid of Hashem like you're afraid of people. He says, that's the final message, the last thing we're going to hear from the great Rabbi Yochanan. And he says, halavai, that's something that you should do. Zok de Gemara, b'shas p'tirasi, as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was leaving this world, Omar lehem, he turns to the people in the room and he said, panu kelim b'pnei atoma, I want you to take the kelim out of the house quickly, they shouldn't become tamei, tomas meis, v'hechinu kisei, v'chizkiyo melech Yehuda sheba, and I want you to prepare a cheer, because Chizkiyo melech Yehuda is about to come. And for 1500 years, people have been struggling with this Gemara. What does Chizkiyo melech Yehuda have to do with anything? Chizkiyo melech Ruach Yehuda, wo kommt der rein? B'shas p'tiros yesh Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. So he said, Gevaldik. He says, you know, when a person's lying on his deathbed, usually what happens, he starts thinking about his life. He thinks about the things he did, the things he could have done, the things he wishes he would have done, his regrets. That's usually what goes through a person's mind. He says, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, as the leader of Klal Yisrael, must have been thinking, as he's lying on his deathbed, of different decisions that he had made as the Gadol Hadar. And said Rav Amiel, it's poshut to him that this one moment, maybe the defining moment of his reign that must have came through. And that is with the story of Kamsa Bar Kamsa, when Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai smuggles himself out of Eretz Yisrael and he goes to stand in front of the case of Roimi. And the case of Roimi says, Rabbi Yochanan, he says, ask me something, I'm going to give it to you. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made three requests. He said, Tein li yavno v'chachana. He says, I want you to heal Rav Tzadik and the shalshalas of Gamliel should be intact. And the case of Roimi said, done. No worries, I'm going to give it to you. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Akiva heard about what Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai said, and he quoted the pasuk Meishav Chachamim Ocher V'Taitam Yisachel. He said, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, what? You had an up. You were standing in front of the case of Roimi. He said, make a request and I'll grant it to you. And you didn't ask him not to destroy the Beis HaMikdash? Had you not asked him? That's so obvious. How'd you do that? And he said, sometimes the biggest Chacham could be a Sochel. Meishav Chachamim Ocher V'Taitam Yisachel. What did Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan held that, you know what? It could be he's not going to give you the Beis HaMikdash. But you know something? We can survive without a Beis HaMikdash. We've been surviving 2,000 years as a nation without a Beis HaMikdash. But you know what we can't survive without? We can't survive without Torah. See, he felt Tein li yavno v'chachamel. As long as I know this Torah, we'll be able to. We'll make it. There'll be a day 2007, there'll still be a Klal Yisrael that's thriving. On a Beis HaMikdash, we can survive. But without Torah, we can't. And that's why he felt Tein li yavno v'chachamel. But said Rav Amiel, put a little differently. Rav Yochanan held the Ikar is Torah. And if the Ikar is Torah, like Ivri Alma Elo Lemoisha, he felt that if I can get something, Tein Li Yavna V'Chachamel. Rabbi Akiva, who held Meshav Chachamim Ocher V'Daitam Yisachel, he should have asked for the Beis HaMikdash, he held like Rav. Like Yivri Alma Elo LeDavid, who sang Shiras V'Sishbachas. The Shiras V'Sishbachas that we have today is not the Shiras V'Sishbachas that we had once upon a time when the Beis HaMikdash was Chorev, it was bottled Amud Avoida. We don't have the Avoida like we had once upon a time. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was making a very gutsy call by saying, like Yivri Alma Elo Moshe, the Ikar is Torah, and therefore Tein Li Yavna V'Chachamel. But Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai wasn't sure if he made the right decision. And right now, as he is crying, talking to his Talmidim, he knows he's about to have to give Din V'Cheshvin. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai gezog, that when I go up to Shamayim, and I have to give Din V'Cheshvin, and I have to stand in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, I want my attorney right next to me. And you know who my lawyer is going to be? Hechinu k'chise l'chizkiyo melech Yehuda Shabbat. Because Chizkiyo did the same exact thing. After the great miracle that Hashem performed with Sancheiriv, Chizkiyo didn't sing Shira. And you know why he didn't sing Shira? He felt he didn't have to. Because Torah Shani Loimit is Mechaperes al Hashira. Because the Ikar is the Torah. That's exactly what I hold. So I want Chizkiyo to be standing right next to me. The great Chizkiyo, he'll be there on my side to show that I was right when I said Tein li yavna v'chachamel, and I didn't roll the dice. Maybe give me the Beis HaMikdash as well. But then he says something so beautiful. He says that the Pasuk says that Chizkiyo, had he sang Shira, he could have been Mashiach. So he says, the Vel tells a story that Reb Shneur Zalman, the Baal HaTanya, once went to the Vilna Gaon, and he wanted to talk to him, Red Adarich, this Vikuach that they had. And he knocked on the Vilna Gaon's door, and the Vilna Gaon refused to go out and meet with the Baal HaTanya. He didn't want to meet with him. But he said, Alumdis, that by Tztaka, you have to be Roidev Tztaka, but when it comes to Torah, you don't have to be Roidev. He said, I don't have an obligation, I'm not Mechuyev to come to this. There's different versions of the story, but that's the story. The Chassidim say that it was all min Shamayim. Because Volt the Baal HaTanya and the Vilna Gaon, had they sat together, Mashiach would have came. And it wasn't time for Mashiach to come yet. And that's why this meeting could not take place. Because the Kedusha that would have happened, had he come, it would have happened. So he said, Gevaldik. He said, Omer Rab Tanchum said, Chizkiyo didn't sing Shira. Yeshaya held, yeah. Chizkiyo held not. These are two schools of thought. Is the Ikar the Shiras versus Bachais, or is the Ikar the Torah? Omer Rab Tanchum, he says, Rabbi said, Lemar Bahamisra. You know why Mashiach's not here? Because Erhal Tazoy. But if we would all come together and we'd all be on the same page, that's when Mashiach would come. So he said, unbelievable. He said that the Gemara says, Rav said, like Ivri Alma El LeDavid. Shmuel said, like Ivri Alma El Mashiach. You know, there's a third man number in that Gemara. We're going to learn it together. Third man d'amah. It's Rabbi Yechanan. Whenever there's Rav and Shmuel, there's a third. The only one that can argue with Rav and Shmuel on that level is Rabbi Yechanan. Rabbi Yechanan amar li'ivri alma elo l'mashiach. And he says that was what Rabbi Yechanan was saying. David, Moshe, Rabbi Yisrael, Mashiach. Ke'ish echad, v'lev echad. That's the message. That's something we could take away from the story of Sancheiris.